Now we had asked a question. Why is it important to understand Luke 23:46 and John, the 20th chapter and the 17 verses? I would ask if somebody would read these verses for us, starting with, I guess, with Luke 23:46.
Okay, Luke 23, you want Luke 23:46, and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." And having said thus, he gave up the ghost.
And in the Gospel of John, the 20th chapter and the 17th verse.
Jesus said unto her, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to thy brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." John 20:17.
Okay, now, again, we asked a question, why is it important to understand these two verses? Now, I would further ask, I would ask another question that goes along with this, which kind of leads us into our topic for tonight, and that simply is, where was Jesus from the time he died on the cross until the time he was resurrected? So you have kind of almost a question and a part to that question. So what have you come up with? You had this for a few days now. So what have you come up with? No one?
So,
Alicia, if you, what is, you're muted, so. Yes.
okay, I'm I can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you said where was he from the time he died until he was resurrected? He started out in the grave, didn't he?
You
He was
can't
in the
answer
bar.
my question with a question. I asked the question.
I can, but I mean shouldn't. Okay. Started out in the grave, as far as I know.
Far
Let
as
me
you know, come on now.
know.
The question, let me reread the question that goes along with the initial question. The initial question, of course, was why is it important to understand Luke 23:46 and John 20:17? And then the question that I'm posing to everyone is, where was Jesus from the time he died on the cross until the time he was resurrected?
Okay, he was in the grave, and then the angel let him out, and he was traveling. Some people saw him, Mary and him.
Okay, I hear that. Okay, what is your answer?
Okay, he was okay on the cross, and then he went to paradise, and then he was in the tomb, and then he had ascended.
And send it where? Now, you sure you want to give that answer after you, did you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, because John 20:17, you see what he said to Mary.
Oh yeah, he had not yet ascended, I'm sorry. But he went to paradise. He was on the cross. He went to paradise.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm just asking questions right this moment. Why do you think I ask it's so important to understand Luke 23:46 and John 20:17? Luke 23:46 simply says, "And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost." And then in John 20:17, he says to Mary, "Touch me not, for I'm not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Y'all don't see anything there? You don't see. You have no problem with that or anything? Nobody? Hello, y'all still there? Oh. Now, I'm saying this, let's look clearly. Now, Jesus is on the cross, and he's made two, we're looking at
I'm back, so
we're looking at Luke 23:46, where Jesus said from the cross, okay. I would also encourage, of course, to look at Luke 23:43, where Jesus is also on the cross and made this statement, said this word, which is simply, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Now we're familiar with these two words, these two sayings of Jesus from the cross. But look, he said to the thief on Friday, as he's hanging on the cross, "Today you will be with me in paradise." That's what Jesus himself said. That is a fact. We could say, if anybody asks him, we can say without a shadow of a doubt, "Well, where was Jesus on Friday?" You say, "Well, when he left the cross, we can honestly say he went to where?"
Paradise.
Because that's right. And not only did he go, he took the thief with him.
Yes.
We got no question. We got no question about that. But he told Mary. Now, when Mary, another one, the focus in John is on Mary. But when Mary had looked into the tomb, what she saw was two angels sitting, one at the head, okay, of where Jesus had laid, and one at the foot. And I say that again. Okay. And you find that right there in the 20th chapter of John. If you read from the 11, we talked about this, I believe, well, I know we've talked about it during our podcast. I don't think we talked about it last week, but we talked about it through the week. You read right there in the scripture where it says, "But Mary stood without at the sepulchre." I mean, she was right there outside of the tomb, and she was crying, you know, and she stooped. Hello?
And what verse is that?
We're starting at the 11th verse, 20, John the 20th chapter, starting at the 11th verse. And she sees two angels, okay, in white, sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. That's what the scriptures say. At the body, excuse me, at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain.
Right, so
Y'all got that?
that means it
Y'all got
was
that?
there. Was
Okay.
there. Was there.
Okay. Now, which means it was now what?
I guess he was in paradise. He wasn't
Well, wait, well, let's not guess anything. Don't assume anything. We go with what the scriptures say. You don't have to guess. Go strictly with what the word says. One, what do we know? When we're looking at the
Definitely.
scriptures, it's not about what we think, I think, nobody thinks. What does the word say? We know one thing, we know right there for a fact that what do you know for a fact right there, right from just what you read right there? What do you know?
Oh, that he wasn't
Okay.
there.
Speak up.
He
That
wasn't in the tomb.
he wasn't there. The body wasn't there. That
Yeah.
we got.
Oh,
Okay.
yeah.
You don't have to read
Coincidence.
any more into it. Read what you got. That's a fact.
I
You can
yeah.
take that to the bank. Jesus' body was not there. Okay, we got that. Okay? So we got a couple of facts here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, so when she looked in the tomb and saw these angels in there sitting, okay, the angels spoke to Mary. Take note of what they said. They said, "Woman, why weepest thou?" Okay. Now let me pause for a second there. Did we ever see Mary addressed as woman before?
Yeah, Jesus said it
When? Do you remember?
when he was on the cross and he
Yeah.
said,
No, that wasn't the first time though. That's the
okay.
second time. You know it, but you may not remember it. Remember when he was at Jesus' first public miracle he performed at the wedding. What did he do?
Change water.
Open.
Yeshua
Yes,
wanted
speak up now. Don't be bad.
can
Speak
you
up.
hear me?
He
Change water
changed.
into water.
Yes. Yes. When Mary came to him and asked him and said to him, "Hey, we ain't got no more wine." And he said, "Woman, why do you do that?" For us, talked about this, if y'all remember it now. In all culture, I wouldn't even have a thought to say to my mom, "Woman, why are you about?" No, that would be almost insult, wouldn't that? That would be kind of insulting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but
Well,
in that
back
culture,
then,
woman
yeah.
supposed
Wait a minute, I
to.
can't. Both of y'all, Karen was
Oh,
speaking. One at a time.
sorry.
Yeah,
Oh,
go ahead, Karen.
go ahead, Karen. Okay, woman in that culture at the time is a sign of respect.
Well, I
Okay,
don't know.
Misha,
Go ahead.
I don't know if it was a sign of respect, but see, women wasn't worth much then anyway, so you can talk to them pretty much any way you want to.
No, but you're right. See, woman, now understand something. Don't equate what we way we take woman as the way they did. Woman, there will be equivalent to us saying ma'am or madam. They're not disrespectful titles, but it's just something that we just would not normally refer to our mother for us. But it's not disrespectful. I mean, when your mother tells you to do something, when you say yes, ma'am. Ma'am is a subjective
It's a sign of
to
respect.
the word madam. It really, the formal word would be madam, but we say ma'am. But that wouldn't be disrespectful. And that, so when they say to a woman, "Woman," that is not disrespectful. It's very formal. It's being formal. So the angel said to her, "Woman, why are you crying?" And of course, you see the conversation. Excuse Mary says that because they've taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've laid him. Now, y'all got that? I want you to get that picture in your head, okay? Now, watch this. It says that when she had thus said, she turned herself back. Because remember, she was. She, what is she doing right now? She's looking what? Into the sepulchre, into the tomb. So she turns her turn. She turns back, and when she turns back, she sees Jesus standing. But she didn't know it was Jesus. We're looking at. I mean, the writers, John's writing this, in this kind of. But we understand when he says, "Gee, he didn't just, you know." Well, anyway, she saw Jesus standing, but she didn't know it. It was him. She thought it was a gardener. Actually, that's what the scripture says. She thought it was a gardener. Now, y'all got that. All right, now let's flip the script back. Let's flip it back a little bit and go forward where Jesus goes on and says to her, "Don't touch me." He said to her, "Don't touch." Now we can understand, see, when Jesus let her know it was him, and how did he let her know it was him? Do y'all remember? Oh, you got it in front of you. Y'all remember this? Oh, come on, speak on it now. How did he let her know it was him?
Well, okay.
Y'all don't
Well,
remember?
no.
All he did was say, when he asked her, she said, she thought it was the gardener, "Sir, if you
Yeah.
have borne him hence, in other words, you have taken him, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away." Now watch this. Jesus said unto her, "Mary." She turned herself and said unto him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Master." All he did was what? Speak her name. Did not the Lord tell her that his sheep what? His sheep what?
We'll know his voice.
His sheep know his voice. Once
Yes.
he spoke to her and called her by name, she knew right away who it was. Now, you know, when we talk about the resurrection of Jesus, I'm just pausing here for a second. Do y'all realize there's a bunch of questions that people ask? And I'm not just talking about people who are being skeptical. They got a lot of questions. For example, when she looked in the tomb, what did she see?
Two angels.
Right. And what were they doing? Sitting, what, they were in white, sitting at the head and the foot of where Jesus' body was, right? And we know, I mean, in other passages, you can read some of the other gospel, they give an account. The bandages were there that they had wrapped him up in. Y'all understand that, right? No question about that. Now, y'all may think this is crazy, but it's a legitimate but kind of, crazy question I've heard asked. When she saw, huh?
Go ahead.
When she saw Jesus, how come he wasn't naked?
I was getting
His bandages is in the tomb.
to say.
Why ain't
That's
he
what I
naked?
was
I'm not going to even try to answer that because if I don't, like I say often, I don't have a problem with what I don't see, even what I do see in the Bible. If I don't see it, I don't really deal with it like that because all the thing I'm going with is somebody's opinion, unless I can find somewhere in another passage of scripture where it elaborates on it. But and if like I said, if I see it, it is what it is. If I don't, I don't spend a lot of time trying to speculate. So, but that's a question that I've heard asked, and we can't just dismiss it. Somebody asked it; it's a legitimate question. But best thing I can say to listen, I don't have an answer for you. I don't, I don't.
But the
All right.
thing is, we don't really know if he was naked or not. Even though he didn't have that garment on, that
Believe he
don't
was naked because
I
no, we don't have to. We don't have to. Look at it in that vein. We can. I matter of fact, I can say without a doubt he was clothed because when we read further in, not just in John and some of the other gospels, he went on to meet with the brethren, with the disciples, and other accounts that he did, and nowhere do we ever see that Jesus is naked. I don't. I will speculate here. It would have been clear in one of these gospels that Jesus was naked. We see that he ate. He talked with them. He went on. Did, no, nothing about him being naked. So I'm not gonna even presume that he was naked. But that's a question that's been out there. But this is a question that goes right along with what we're talking about. We asked the question, where was he at? Now, y'all said he was in paradise, but the body was in the tomb. Is that a puzzle? The body was in the tomb. Now you telling me he went from the cross to the tomb, or did he go from the cross to paradise? Now, so now you said he went from paradise back to the tomb? Is it a little question mark in there, a little puzzlement? Okay, and that's good. That's good. Okay. But we do know One thing we got right now that we got, nobody can take it away from us. Jesus went to paradise with the thief. But I don't know about y'all. I don't see anywhere where the thief went with him to the tomb. And we, so to say that Jesus went from the tomb, I mean, from the cross to the tomb, I think that would be a mistake. Because that means he would've went straight to the tomb, and he got to stop off from, he got to go back to paradise. So that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make scriptural sense that he went from the cross to the tomb. Are y'all with me on that, or y'all got a problem with that?
No, I got you. I'm here.
Okay. So something is still a little puzzlement right here, but we're gonna get to it, don't I? I'm not gonna leave it. We're gonna get to it, and it's right in front of us. All right. So one thing we know right now, the body had lain in the tomb, but it wasn't there when Mary looked in there. We know that Jesus went to paradise because he said he was going and he took the thief with him. We got that. So something is still a little shaky, but let's look a little bit further. Now I asked you to, what was so, go ahead, listen, you got to speak up because I can't hardly hear you.
Okay, no, I'm just saying, but they say the absent from the body be present with the Lord.
I don't see that in the scripture.
Not those words, but that's what.
Yeah, that has been said, but and if you can
I'm
remember
gonna,
that,
no,
don't
I was
forget
gonna
that.
ask you where that is.
To
Okay,
be
go
present with the Lord, to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord.
ahead.
I think that's a passage of scripture that's taken so many times out of context, it's not even funny.
Okay.
And I will deal with that. We'll look at that, but that, I don't want to get away from where we are. Deacon Smith, you got you're muted right now.
No, I was just saying hi to everybody.
Okay.
Hey.
All right. So, I don't want to go over everything, but I'm just give you a little recap where we are right here, because I think it's important to keep it in context. We know what we ask everybody to look at to see the importance of Luke 23:46 and John 20:17. Okay. We've established that there are certain things that we know right now. I don't want to get, I'm not going to go over in detail, but we know right now that Jesus went to paradise. Because okay, part two of the question that I asked to go along with the initial one, I'm sorry, is that where was Jesus from the time he died on the cross until the time he was resurrected? Okay, I asked that question. And where we at so far is that one, we know that Jesus went to paradise. He took the thief with him. These are things that we already know we're solid on right now. We know number two, that Jesus' body was in the tomb because Mary looked in there. Okay. And the angels took, when the angels, she saw the two angels in there in white, one sitting at the head, one sitting at the feet, where Jesus' body had lain. That's what the scriptures say right there in the Gospel of John, the 20th chapter. Okay, we look, you can look at the 11th through the 17th, that'll give you good context. So that's in the scripture. So we got that. So we know that the body was in the tomb. We know that, so this is what we got so far. Jesus went to paradise. The body was in the tomb. Okay, it's no longer in there. Okay, and when Mary turned away from the tomb and looked up the road, she saw Jesus standing there. Now, we know the scripture also says she didn't know it was Jesus. She thought it was the gardener, and asked him, did he take the body? And when Jesus said to her, Mary, right then and there, she knew who he was. Master, Rabboni, Master. And that's when Jesus said to her, touch me not, because I have not yet ascended to my Father. And this is where we started talking, started scratching our head. He said, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. His body was in the tomb. He said he went to paradise. But yet he tells Mary, don't touch him because he have not yet ascended to his Father. And this is where we were just getting ready to look at Luke 23:46. And when Jesus, and I'll read it for the benefit of those who may not have it right in front of them.
Yeah, I got it.
And if you have it, read it.
They then Jesus cried, wait a minute. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, unto thy hands I commend my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last.
Okay, now, in the King James, we know it says, "Commend my spirit." We know that when it says "commend," it means to let it go, to
No, I said it wrong because I couldn't see it. Mine says commit my spirit.
commit something. Yeah, some texts say "commit," commit, but what it means, he's letting his spirit go. Great, go where? To, he's talking to his father, right? Now. We don't talk about this much, and even when I heard it preaching the seven words, okay, I've not seen it emphasized, but it's amazing because y'all know the fourth verse has always been my favorite, where he says, "Why hast thou forsaken me?" Y'all remember that? But isn't it funny that he turns right here and talks to his father? Now, if his father was gone, how come he's talking to him right there? He said, "I commit into thy hands, I commit my spirit."
That's because he never left him. He was
But
always here.
we know that, but I'm just throwing that out there for because I've never heard it emphasized. I've never heard it emphasized. I'm not, I'll be honest, even myself, I've never really emphasized that point. You know, I've emphasized the fact that, you know, I've elaborated on the fourth word, you know, but I'm not going to do that now. But he said that, but the key thing I want to mention, he didn't he just say, "I commit my spirit to you." You know what he said?
Yeah, he said,
Nobody got a problem
he
with that,
said,
do they?
it says,
No.
into thy hands I commit my spirit.
Yes. So why did he say to Mary, "I've not yet ascended unto my Father"? If you've already committed his spirit to his Father. Now, right now, you were scratching your head before, but now you're probably scratching both sides. Because, wait a minute. Wait 1 minute. The body was in the tomb, it's gone. He went to paradise. We got that. The spirit went back to his father. What is going on here? Anybody a little bit confused with me right now? Anybody confused?
I'm wondering about it, yeah.
Okay, well, they say yes. Confused. Let's look a little bit more into it to see if we can make some sense out of this. All right. Now, we've talked about a few passages of scripture. We looked at Luke 23, 40, 43. We looked at John 20, 11 through 17, with emphasis on 17. And we looked at Luke 23, 46. Now, if I go a little bit too fast, y'all slow me down. I want to see if we can tie all these little pieces together. We got all the pieces right in front of us, but they're not quite joined together yet. They're not quite joined together. Let's see if we can join them together. Now, when we look at these passages of scripture together, we can see where understanding is definitely in order, because some people will be confused about this. It looked like we got a couple of things, different things happening here. Okay? First, I believe that we must remember what Jesus said to the people in the Gospel of John, the second chapter, in the 19th verse. Okay, and I'm going to read that for you. In John, the second chapter, the 19th verse, we find these words, and you can read more into it. It's probably the 18th into the 19th, so you'll be reading more than just this. He said, "Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." You remember hearing Jesus? If you remember Jesus saying that to them?
Yeah, I remember reading it, yes.
All right, come on. Okay, we know that Jesus, now when we were younger, we didn't know. I thought he was talking about the temple. But we go, and it tells us right in the past, you read more than just this 19 verse. We know that Jesus was talking about his body, not the temple of worship, the place where they people going to worship it or no. He's talking about his body, the temple that housed his spirit.
Right.
Y'all with
Yeah.
that? Now, wait a minute. One of the dust that was out of order is starting to try to move into place a little bit. He's talking about, when he said he'll raise it up, he's talking about his body. He's referring to it as a temple. And the place that housed his spirit. Now stay with it. Stay with it. Now that's the first point I want to emphasize. The second thing, okay, you'll find this account in 1 Peter, the third chapter, the 18th and the 19th verses. The second, basically the second part of the 18th verses into the 19th, but you'll read more. Okay. Now watch this. This is what it says. Don't miss this. It says, Jesus descended into Hades. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. Oh, y'all don't hear this.
Yeah,
he was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. After being made alive, he went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits. Oh, that, I don't know about you. I've seen some dots line up a little bit tighter. Now watch what they're saying here. He was put to death in the body, physically, but made alive in the spirit. So now you're saying to yourself, oh, wait a minute. So we got two things going on here. Jesus referring to at some point place here. And what here? He talked about the body. And on the other hand, he's talking about the spirit. But let's see how they intertwine right here. Okay, now, after being made alive, when did that happen, y'all? When was he made alive? When are they talking about? Y'all better, you got to get to understand it. If you don't understand this here, you're going to be lost with this. When was he made alive? And only going by what we've already read, like you don't need to go to any of your past knowledge at this point. It'll help. But just from what we've read, when was Jesus made alive? Now, remember what happened.
After he got out of the sepulchre?
No.
That wasn't it?
No. Look.
Are we going alive then?
Wait a minute, don't guess.
No, I'm asking. I said it wasn't alive then.
Like I said, you're asking the question, but listen to the word. Let me reread it for you. It's right in front of you, but let you still got it. He was put to death in the body. When did that happen?
When he was on the cross.
Okay, he was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. When did that happen?
When he ascended?
No, come on. Think about
when
it.
When he was in the sepulchre.
No.
It wasn't before. You said when in the spirit.
What happened when Jesus died on the cross? What have y'all already said?
He went to paradise.
Yes. Y'all already said it. You got it. Don't lose it. Don't lose it. You think he went to paradise and that beaten, bruised, bloodied body, physically?
No.
But he died, but he was made alive. But what else? What else did not happen? I almost gave it away. Right there. Well, what else happened in that body? Or what did, let me rephrase it then, so I almost gave it away. What didn't happen to that body?
Didn't arise, I guess.
Oh, come on! Don't guess. No, I don't want to keep saying you guess. Don't guess. It's right. You know, you got the word right there with you.
Okay, he was put to death.
All right, he's put to death. Come on, speak up.
But they put him in the sepulcher.
Now you jumped. You missing stuff. Don't jump there. What did he tell the thief?
Oh, he was still in paradise.
I can't hear both of you. Come on. One at a time.
Today you'll be
Cameron
with me.
Cameron was talking. Let me hear. Speak up, Karen.
Today we will be in paradise. He was in paradise.
No. Okay. What, he just jumped right there? Come on. Think about it. Don't leave nothing out. He was on the cross. Look what, listen to what the scripture's saying. He was put to what?
Death, put to
Death.
death.
He was
Yeah,
put to death. He died.
in the flesh.
Physically. Y'all with this?
Yes.
But made alive in the spirit. He could not go with that. He physically moved from earth to paradise. So it had to happen in that transition. We already talked about he didn't go to the tomb, I mean, and do this because he got to take that thief to paradise. He ain't carrying the thief to the tomb. Y'all got this. Why I say y'all got it? Just put them together. Y'all got it. Just take your time, put them together. So the scripture tells us, okay, he was made alive in the spirit.
Spirit.
Now, after being made alive, he went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits. Where were they at, y'all? Where were these imprisoned spirits at?
I guess they must pick
Don't get that guess out of
paradise.
your head. Where were these
No.
imprisoned spirits at, y'all?
Paradise.
All right, come on now. Now, this is where you have to rely on your past knowledge, your previous knowledge. What was in, where was paradise? We got one word for the place we call where paradise was.
Show.
Yes, come on. And what
Show.
was in Sheol?
Hades
Yes, and
in
paradise.
paradise.
And paradise. They were both there. Remember, what did the rich man do when he died? In the New Testament, they say he went to hell, but he really is Hades. But we don't want to split hairs with that. Remember, Hades and paradise were side by side. Remember, the rich man looked and saw Lazarus. They were there. He could see him. Like a gulf, water between the two of them. He can't go from Hades. He couldn't go from Hades or hell to paradise. And they can't, he said they can't come from paradise to where I am. But we can see it. It's just like when you went downtown when you was a kid. You saw all them people eating in them fancy restaurants from the outside, from that big old thick white clear glass you looked at. Your stomach started groaning because you couldn't get an air piece. You ain't had no money because you couldn't go in the Hors d'Oeuvres and get no chicken. But you could see it. You see everybody else eating. Well, yeah, Matt, can you only imagine how this rich man felt? You dying of thirst. See all this water between where you at and can't get in that air drop. But this makes it clear to you. Watch this. He was put to death, made alive in the spirit, and after being made alive, you see that? Did y'all miss that? After being made alive, he went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits. So, yes, he did not go from being made alive to the tomb. This just puts together what's right here in the scripture. He went to paradise. Drop the thief off. He ain't drop him off in Hades. He dropped him off in paradise. And it said, and watch what it said. It made proclamation. He didn't go there to preach the gospel. He went there like a herald. And what did he proclaim? That yes, I'm Lord. I'm the one that y'all were looking. See, those who had already died and didn't get this is what we call the gospel. They didn't get that. They were looking for this Messiah. They were taught about the Messiah would come. They had that taught to them. And they died before they got a chance to see Jesus come. But he came there and proclaimed that here I am. Here I am with all power. With all power. Now, this is what I'm going to say to y'all. Because I try to make the sense and line everything up in our timetable. That's difficult. It's difficult. But if we had to, I have to put it this way. In my mind's thinking, it has to be what we would call seconds for this to take place, because between the time he went to paradise, made this proclamation, he came back, saw Mary and them leaving the tomb where his body laid, had lain. Well, here he is in the robe. Now, why am I saying this? Because he said to Mary, "Don't touch me, because I have not yet ascended to my Father." So now it's starting to make sense. Oh, you mean he had not gone before his Father? Even after he said he commended his spirit? Oh, his spirit has. His spirit did go. He said, "Well, wait a minute. It's kind of like a double talk. His spirit went, but his body didn't." Third thing I want to make clear. Okay, now watch this. And again, in that first Peter, that third chapter, 18-19 verses, Jesus' spirit did indeed ascend to his Father. But see, his body had not yet been made incorruptible yet. And why is this important? What does it say in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter? And we usually start reading in the around the 50 and 51st verse, but I'm just going to emphasize the 53rd and 54th verses. And watch this. For this incorruptible must put on, for this corruptible, excuse me, must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. He had to put
And
on,
that's what I
excuse
need to
me?
know that verse. I need that verse. Sorry.
We're reading from 1
First
Corinthians, the
Corinthians.
15th chapter. You might want to start at the 54, but when I was emphasizing the 53rd and the 54 verses. Now, see, Jesus had to do what the scriptures say. He had to put on incorruption and immortality. He had not done that yet. That's why he said to Mary, "Don't touch me." But he had a body. See, he wasn't some disembodied spirit like Casper the ghost or something. He had a body. Otherwise, he wouldn't have told Mary, "Don't touch me." He had to be touched. Are y'all getting this here? Did you have these dots lined up a little bit more for you?
Yes.
So, when some people ask, "Well, was Jesus? Where was he at for those?" We always said for 3 days he was preaching. That's what my father told me when I was a kid. Jesus preached to the damned in hell for 3 days. Well, he was partly correct. He was partly correct. But from the way I'm looking at the account in the gospel here, let's tell, like again, I'm not trying to equate the time, our idea of time. It didn't take Jesus 3 days to do what he did. Okay. But we know from our timetable, 3 days, we do know 3 days passed from the time he was hanging on that cross on that Friday to the time Mary saw him on Sunday morning. And that's right in line, as the word said, right in line with the scripture. In 3 days, I'll raise this temple up. You see how these scriptures tie in and why it's so important that we understand how these scriptures, what these scriptures mean. Otherwise, we'll go around confused. Now, for us, Believers, we're not going to be confused because this is part of what the Holy Spirit does. He teaches us. He allows us to make, well, I love what Reverend Thompson used to say, Christian common sense to us. We don't have any question about it because we believe, we not only believe in the Lord, we believe him. It's called faith. We believe. Yeah, we have no question, no doubt about it. Yeah. Okay, yes. Jesus did just what he said he's going to do. He took the thief. The body was laid in the tomb. It's gone. Okay, all of this, and we have no confusion with any of it now because we see how it makes sense. Some of us was puzzled when, on one hand, we heard Jesus say that he commit and commend his body to his father, his spirit, rather, excuse me, his spirit to his father. But on the other hand, when he said to Mary, Mary, he had not yet ascended to his father. Well, some for a while we were confused, but when we understand that Jesus, in one hand, he's talking about his body, and on the other hand, he's talking about his spirit, it makes complete sense to us now. Now it makes complete sense. And not only in what he said and what he showed. Mary had the opportunity to see Jesus. And his yet corrupt body. And you said, well, that's strange because he'd have already been to paradise. But so he must have went there. He went there in a body. But it was made alive when he went. The body. But I don't understand why he would tell her he had not yet ascended to his father. I don't know how that works. I'll be honest. Part of me wants to say, yeah, well, he must have been made incorruptible. Because he was made alive. But yet he told her he had not yet ascended to his father. So I don't know. I could look further, maybe some more in the scripture will make it clear. But like I said earlier, if it is not spelled out in the scripture, I'm not going to try to impose my sense into it. I'm just going to believe that the Lord said what he meant and meant what he said. How he did it or why he didn't do it, I don't know. I only know it is what he said it is, and it isn't what he said it's not. And that's where I stand. Anything else is, like I said, speculation, opinion, whatever you want to call it. But I believe that Jesus did what he said he's going to do. And that little gray area that somebody say that's there, I don't worry about it. Because in all that's said and done, Jesus is risen indeed. We have no doubt about that at all, that Jesus was resurrected. That we have no question about. All these other little in particulars in between there, if it's not clear cut in the scripture, if I can't make sense out of it, if my lack of understanding or comprehension can't get it. Maybe, as the old songwriter wrote, maybe I'll understand it better by and by. But I do know that Jesus did what he said he's going to do and still is doing it. So, to answer the question that we came up with, where was Jesus from the time he died on the cross till he was resurrected? One, we know that he was in paradise. And we got okay, and we understand too what he was doing when he went there. Three, we know that his body had lain in the tomb. But the body was gone. And it didn't just go when Mary and them got there, it was gone when she looked in there. Now, in the time he went to paradise. In the time that body left the tomb, I don't know, because I cannot even tell you when it went first went in the tomb. We know it was in there. But I don't believe, like I said, I don't believe he went from the cross to the tomb, then back to go get the thief. No. Or you might say, well, yeah, well, he took the thief with him to the tomb, had the thief stay outside. Why? No, that don't make sense.
No.
So he said, I don't know how that happened. But one thing we do know, it happened. That's why, Jesus said in the word, without faith, it's impossible to please him. You got to believe. And like we often say, it don't mean just enough, it ain't enough just to believe in God, in the Lord. You have to believe him. You have to believe him. Maybe, I kept saying, I don't like to stand with maybes. If we don't have complete clarification, we need to study more of our Bible. We need to read more. And in reading more, we'll get a deeper understanding, because the more we read of it, that means there's more for us to understand. And we know that the Lord will give us the wisdom and understanding. He said he would. We know that the Holy Spirit will continue to teach us, but we got to continue to read it. Can't understand the word if we don't read the word. So that's what we need to do. But I do believe that we can be satisfied and that our question has been answered that we started out with. Where did Jesus go? Where he was from the time he died. I think that question, does anybody feel as though that question has been answered?
Yeah, he went to par he was in
Yeah.
paradise.
Yeah.
Okay.
First.
I'm not at the phone. I'm near it.
Okay. So long as we are good with that, then we've done what we have set out to do to answer the question that we posed. Yes, I know that there are more questions in there or deeper answers. And as I well, I say it often all the time on the podcast, we give enough scriptures not to whet the appetites of those who may be listening and following, in hopes and prayer that you will continue to look into the word for yourself and find it. Find more. Allow the Holy Spirit to teach us more. We continue to look. Could we find that the more that we find, the more we find that we need to find out more? Any questions or comments? Any more questions or comments?
No. Thank you for this.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for complete understanding. Can you share the recording with me? Laron just had a
Well, what I
question.
do with when we record, I always put it on our Facebook page, on our YouTube page. It's kind of lengthy. I think the only way that I could share with anybody, probably it might be able to, I might be able to send it to your email, but of course, it would be too much to try to send in a text or in a text message. The only, I don't know if you can do it. I'll try it, but you will have access to it, to, like I said, to our Facebook page and to our YouTube page. And of course, you can always go to our website and again, go to our YouTube and Facebook pages by that means also. It will be there in our archives on our website as well. Okay.
Okay, he said, no worries. I watch it on one of the platforms.
Okay. If there are no more questions, does anybody want to close us out in prayer?
Yeah, I'll close you out. Close us out. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord God, thanking you for this day. Forgive us of all of our sins that we've committed thus far, in thought, word, and deed. Lord God, we thank you for the word on this evening that you gave. to pass the cotton to give to us, Lord God. And we thank you for the word, because the word is what's going to keep us and sustain us, Lord God. God bless each and every one on the Zoom, and bless the ones that had desired to be on Zoom, God. God, we thank you. We praise you. We lift you up, Lord. I thank you for loving us, Lord God, before we even loved ourselves. I ask all these blessings in your holy and righteous name with thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen.